Today's daf is Erev and daf Pei Ches. We are on Pei Zayin and Mabez right after the Mishnah. It was a daf Pei in Shir last night. Hopefully it's up. Relating to Halakas Neiris Shabbos. Relating to the Gemara we had earlier on daf Ayin Bez. Makam Dira Gore, Makam Lina Gore, Makam Pita Gore. So that's how we got into it a little bit. Halakas Neiris Shabbos. Feel free to take part in that Shir. Okay, so Pei Zayin and Mabez. We're in this eighth parak of Maseches Erevin, relating to issues of not Erev Chatzeros, but Chatzeros, and having Rishuyos next to a couple of Chatzeros, having people leave the Chatzer for Shabbos. We had in the last Mishnah, and this Mishnah that we just had is, what if we have a porch, Gezustra, that's above water? How do we get to retrieve the water on Shabbos? So we don't fill it up on Shabbos unless we made a Mechitza that is Tetfachim high, above, below. And also the same with Shtei Gezustros. We spoke about if the upper one and the lower one makes. One has to make an Erev. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Masnisen, our Mishnah, which requires actual mechitzos. That's what our Mishnah says. You need a 10 tefach mechitza, either above or below, in order to then get the water. It does not agree with the Chana ben Akavya, who we had yesterday, allowed even more coolers. What did he say? That you don't actually need walls. All you need are floors. And then you could do kof and good and a good achis and all the halachah mosh misidas put together. So the Tanya, Chanani ben Akavya Omer, Gezuz Terashi Yesh Bad Dalan Al Dalan Amos, Choki Bad Dalan Al Dalan Umamalei, as we had yesterday. So you don't even need actual mechitzas in order to take out walls. You can make a hole and then you can visualize the floor bending down, and as long as you have the requisite midos in terms of four, the hole being 4x4, and then the walls being 10 tefachim, so those can bend down, that would be good enough. So, as our Mishnah against Chanani ben Akavya, Tosfos already says, the Havamina, last bottom Tosfos, the Havamina kind of knew the Maskana already anyway. Even though Chanani, we said, only says this by Tveria, possibly, because there are many mechitzos regarding the Kideret anyway, but still, the Mishnah wasn't Mechalik, so we think the Mishnah is talking about every place, so that you would never be able to have flexibility, and you would always require actual mechitzos. And Chabad Akavi, at least in some places, says that one can be makel. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe there's no machlokes. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Lohiter, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavia, Elab Yamash al Tveria. Maybe our Mishnah is not about Yamash al Tveria, and his heter is only by Yamash al Tveria, and the like. Hol v'yeshla ogenim v'ayaros v'karpifos v'kifos osa. Because along the border of the Kinneret is, which the Gemara calls Yamash el Tveria, there are rims, there are cities, there are cliffs, there are borders, so that it's more enclosed than the average Yam. Aval b'shar meimos lo, but by other meimos, we would not allow it, and maybe our Mishnah is about shar meimos. So maybe there is no machlokes between the two. Good, Tana Rabbanan. Once we're talking about Anshei Tveria, let's say a couple of other words about Anshei Tveria. Tana Rabbanan. Gimel Dvarim, Hitir, Rabbi Chananim and Akavya, L'Anshei Tveria. There are three things that Rabbi Chananim and Akavya allowed for the Anshei Tveria. Number one is related to us. Mimalis, list them, and then we'll talk about each one. Mimalin Mayim, Migizuz, Tara B'Shabbos. Person is allowed to be Mamali Mayim, relying on these coolest from a Gezustera, right? That is, as long as it's Dalet Amos on Dalet Amos, that's good enough, 24 Tvachim, with the Kof and the Halacha Moshe B'Sidai. So number one, that's what we were talking about. That's what he allowed the Anshei Tveria. Number two, Vitomnin Ba'atza, and he allowed them to be Matmin, to insulate with Atza, with a type of residue of the beans. What Halacha is that talking about? So we'll see. Let's just list them first. Umistafkin ba'aluntis. And he also allowed them to dry themselves with a towel. So these are the three things that were allowed to the Anshei Tveria. Tveria, if you remember, was known for other items as well. Other issues. If you remember the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Andaf Kuf Yud Chesem Abeis, where the Gemara spoke about Rabbi Yossi, that he wants his chelek to be with, these people who are mispalamim dumechama, the people who eat shalashudis, the people who are the gomrei halel. So one of them was, if you remember, kuf yud chesem abeis, yehi chelki mi machnisei shabbos b'tveria, umi motzei shabbos b'tzipori. He wanted to be part of the people who begin Shabbos at Tveria and end Shabbos at Sipori. And why was that? We explained then that that Gemara sounds like the opinion of when does Shabbos start and end? You go by actually where you are in terms of mountains and valleys. And Tveria, as we know, is in a valley, right? You go down to Tveria, it's right next to the Kinneret. So therefore, they start Shabbos earlier, because it's dark, the sun is blocked earlier from where they are, and therefore you'd start Shabbos earlier. In Sipori, it's all the way up, right? Not all the way up, it's about 10-15 minute drive from Tveria, you go up, and it is up on the mountain. So you start Shabbos later, but you end Shabbos later. And that's why Rabbi Yossi said, I want to be Mimachnisei Shabbos in Tveria and Mimotziei Shabbos in Tzipori. Shlomo Zalman used that to explain he really held that way, Lamaskana. Rav David Zal Reiser, Shlomo Zalman told him that because he lives in the Ir Atika, right, up against Har HaBayis, up against the mountain, so he might have to start Shabbos a few minutes earlier. Because from where he is, you know, the sun disappears sooner. It's a big chiddush. Ruba Deruba, the poskim, don't assume that way. But wherever you are in the city, you start Shabbos a little different, you start at a different time. So we don't assume that way. But that is what Shlomo Zalman held. That's the great story that we've quoted many times, that there was a bachur that came back, a talmid that came back from Chutz La'aretz, and Shlomo Zalman got so excited, asking him whether he saw the skyscrapers in the Chutz La'aretz, that the Talmud couldn't understand why. So Shlomo Zalman said, because if there are two babies born at the same exact moment, one on the 95th floor and one on the 3rd floor, it could be they'll have their brisim on different days. Different days, because one's all the way high up and one's at the bottom, and it's born 3 minutes before Shkia. So Shlomo Zalman actually held that in terms of Mimotziei Shabbos and determining by where you are, the latitude where you are. But either way, that why am I quoting that here? Because that's another idea of the Anshei Tveria, what role they play. So here we have another three statements that Rechidim and Akavya allowed the Anshei Tveria to do. So the first one we've discussed already. It's back to the Gemara. Mamalin Mayim Bigas Hustrab Shabbos Hadamra. That's number one. You're allowed to fill up Mayim from the Gezustra on Shabbos. V'tomin ba'atza mayhi. So what about insulating in Atza? So if I wouldn't have read the next line, I would have thought, Tomnin, Hatmana, insulation, we're talking about Shabbos. Maybe this is not a Dover Hamosef Hevel, all the different rules, but the word b'Shabbos is said beforehand. So it sounds like this is not talking about something about Shabbos. M'malin mayhi Gezustra b'Shabbos, v'tomnin ba'atza. Period. Mistapkin Balutas is going to be Shabbos again, but why is Shabbos put in after the first one? So maybe that's why the Gemara, this is not a Shabbos halacha, the second one. V'tomenim ba'atza. Rida Chananel tries to say maybe it's something to do with Shabbos, but Pashas is not. What is this? This is a halacha in Hilchas Machshirin. Mayhi, Tanya. The Brisa says, the Tosefta in Mesechas Machshirin. As we know, ABCs of Mesechas Machshirin, any fruit, any food. In order for it to become tamei, it first has to become wet with one of the seven liquids mentioned in the last parak of Maseches Machshirin. Yad Shachad Dam. One of those seven liquids has to become, has to go on it after it is detached from the ground. Right? Everything gets rained on. That doesn't count. But after something is detached from the ground, a fruit, a vegetable, meat, anything. So it has to become wet with one of the seven liquids. Number one. Number two, the bialim have to be happy that it got wet. L'ratzon. That's the second requirement. That's based on the first parak in Maseches Machshirin. Discusses that. So, those are the two requirements. It has to become wet, and it has to become wet with the ratzon. The bialim have to be happy that it became wet. If it became wet, but the bialim weren't happy about it, or if it became wet, the bialim were happy about it, but it was not with one of the seven liquids, so then it's not hoksha l'kabel tumah. And if a dead body touches it, it's not tameh. So, that's rules and regulations. So, Tanya, what happens in the following case? Hishkim lahavi psoles. Someone, the bialim gets up early in order to go to the field to gather psoles. Psoles means the stuff left over from, you know, you gathered the, Rashi says, the kitnios, you gathered the legumes, and now what do you have left in the field? You have stalks, you have straw, you have shells. You're going to use all that to wrap up your actual fruit in. But you went out early to get it. The question is, why'd you go out early? Did you go out early because you have a busy day in front of you, you want to do it early? Or did you go out early because you know the dew is on these stalks, and you wanted to use these moist stalks, because that's a better way to wrap up your fruit. So why'd you go out early? That's the question in the Braisa. Titanya, Hishkim Lahavi Psolas, Im Bishvil Sheyesh Alav Tal, if you went out because it has dew on it, and it's better to use moist stalks in order to insulate in Haryubhiyutan. So then when the fruit get wet, you're happy about that because you're interested in the liquid, and therefore it's Bechiyutan, which is code word to mean Bailam are happy about it, they're Makabal Tuma. Because it says kiyitin, you read a kiyutan. The ibish will shalo yivata mimalachto. If it's just because you have a busy day in front of you, shalivata mimalachto, eno b'chiyutan. Then you're not happy that it, you don't dafka want this insulating your fruit, and therefore it's not b'chiyutan. They are not mekabel tuma. V'stam anshe tveria kimishalo yivata mimalachto dami. Those Tverians, they are always very busy. They are always looking to not waste a second, and therefore Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, when he announced to them, he would allow them to be makel in this regard. Because they always got up early just in order to not to be mavata malacha later on during the day. So that is number two, heter. Number three, so it's interesting, number one and three have to do with Shabbos. And number two does not. Unless you figure out a way to say that number two is also something about hatmana, right? Fourth paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, insulation, which again Rabbi Hanani here tries to do, but that is not the pashtus of the Gemara. The pashtus of the Gemara is about machshirin. We quote Tosefta in machshirin. Okay, but number three, umistavkin ba'alun dismahi. What's the case? You're allowed to dry yourself with a towel. The Tanya, the Braisa says, mistafik adam ba'aluntis umenicha b'chalon. This Braisa was pre the days that there was a gzeira of bathing on Shabbos, even in cold. The minhag is not to bathe anymore, as we mentioned yesterday from the Mishnah Berurah, from other poskim. But before that, when they used to have bathhouses that were, you're not allowed to go in hot. That was already an early gzeira, because gzeira is habalanim. They might say they heated it up yesterday, they really heated it up today. But either way, what if you were bathed in cold? So you're allowed to dry yourself? Yes. Mistavik adam alutis umenicha b'chalon. And then you're allowed to put the towel down in the window, on the shelf. You're not allowed to bring it home because you might come to squeeze it out. You're not allowed to give it back to v'loim serena l'ul yarin. You can't bring it back to the ul yarin, the bathhouse attendants. Mipadesha chashudin al oso davar. Because they're chashud. Because they're going to want to be able to reuse it. So they're going to squeeze it out, which is the anissa daraisa. Right? Squeezing out liquid would be anissa daraisa of libun. Squeezing out liquid is included, as we mentioned in before, tumalachas. Bali Tosva say in a few places that squeezing out from a fruit is the malacha of dash. Whenever you're interested in what gets squeezed out, that's the malacha of dash. Milking an animal, milking a cow on Shabbos is the malacha of dash. A woman expressing her milk for a baby is the malacha of dash. But squeezing out a liquid in the cleaning process from a towel, from a baguette, that is within the malacha of malabein, of cleaning, because part of the cleaning process, as we know, even in the modern washing machine cycle, is the rinse cycle, right? You have the soak cycle, then you have the agitate cycle, and the last cycle is also part of the cleaning process. You get the liquid out. You squeeze it out. So, squeezing on Shabbos, squeezing out the liquid from a baguette is an Isser d'Oraisa. So, the Braisa says in Shabbos that you can use the towel though. We're not worried just by using the towel that you're going to do squeezing. You're not allowed to bring it home. You're not allowed to give it to the Ol Yaron. You can just put it down. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af mi via biyado toch peso. Rabbi Shimon is not worried that you're going to squeeze it out. You can't give it to the Ol Yaron. But you're allowed to bring it home. And as long as obviously there is an area of a place where you're allowed to carry, we're not worried that you are going to squeeze it out. Period. So these are the three statements that Chanina ben Akavya also told the Achi Tveria. They're allowed to do this. They're allowed to be mistapig ba'aluntis. Rashi says on top, biyantif ubishabis imrachatz bitsonein mistapig ba'aluntis v'ein choshishin shema yischot. Right. That is the issue. Why aren't we really worried shema yischot? Why aren't we worried that drawing yourself off gezeira shema yischot? What's the, so the discussion, the main discussion of this is in Masechta Shabbos. If you look in the Ran in Masechta Shabbos, in the back on Daf, Samach Bezim Abez in the Daf Yerif, he says, because, interesting, Svara, Yesh Lomar, Shekivan Kol Haroch Tzin Mistafkin, because everybody needs to dry themselves off after they go in, Im Ata Oser Alav Lehistapeg, Af Ata Osro Berechitza. If you don't allow them to dry, they're not going to even go wash. The efshar shein davar omed. He says, people have to bathe, right? In the days of old, it seems like they went in, they bathed every day, so it's impossible. So you have to let them bathe, you have to let them shower, whatever it is, says the Ran, and because you have to let them, so you have to let them dry themselves off, which is very unusual. What if somebody says today, well, I shower every day, so I need to shower on Shabbos too. So first of all, in a freezing shower, just cold? That's step number one. The shower doesn't get off the ground if it's hot. But either way, the Minhag HaKadmona is ready beef for thousands of years, for hundreds of years at least, that there is no bathing on Shabbos. You don't have that svara of the Ran. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. There is no bathing at all, bizman hazeh. What about drying dishes with a towel? Here we're talking about drying bodies with a towel. What about drying dishes with a towel? So Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos said this mutter. Shmir Shabbos says it's mutter. Shlomo Zalman explains why. Because the second that the towel will be too wet to dry dishes with, you're not going to squeeze it out. You're going to take another towel. Our towels nowadays, we don't squeeze out in order to reuse them again. Once it gets too wet, you're just going to throw them into a pail. You're not going to reuse them. And therefore, one is allowed to dry dishes, if one needs, with towels on Shabbos as well. That's the heter of Shlomo Zalman. Good. Actual squeezing them out actually would not be allowed. One other point from the Chashuk Yechemet here, and that is, again, something that comes up. Chole, Rachman al-Islam, let's say there was a chole that is Yom Kippur, and he is not allowed to eat. Right? We know he's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. What if he has very dry lips? Chole sheish lo yovash bapeh, im yachola hartives asfatayim impad b'yom ha-kippurim. A chola that the doc, if somebody regular, not a chola, somebody has dry, all our lips are dry. Okay, so we're not allowed to wet them, right? You can lick them, you can do whatever you want. You know, all of a sudden, we start talking about this, all of a sudden all of our lips are dry. But if Maker Adin, we have to deal with it. On all the other fast days besides Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to wash your mouth there, you're allowed to brush your teeth, no problem. As long as you, one makes sure not to swallow any water. But Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are more chumar. Nothing in the mouth. What about if there is a chole that would have, as a condition, he would have tremendous, tremendous pain and be very, very uncomfortable with the dry lips? Not normal dry lips, but very serious pain even. Not being able to wet his lips. So, says Rav Zilberstein, mitzad the isser of drinking, it's mutter. Because nothing's going in. You're not drinking. Keep your mouth closed and wet the lips, and there's no isser. Ein isser shtia elok shamayim over in big grono. Aval hachnas mayim lepiv below blia, ein isser shtia. There's no isser shtia when it comes to just putting water on the lips. That's not going to go down. V'chein lo shayach, and also there's no isser rechitza here. That's not called washing. It's not rechitza shel tainug or any type of rechitza on Yom Kippur. So that's number two. But the only issue that I'm wondering about is schita. What are you going to use to put it on? You're going to use a towel? Are you going to squeeze it onto the lips? You're going to use a cotton ball? What are you going to use to squeeze it out? So that's my only issue. So he says the only way I would allow it is if you would use something disposable. We've discussed from Ramosha in the past. Something disposable, there was always less kshashos, because a paper towel, a tissue, a cotton ball, all of those you're going to throw out in a second. So there's not real so much of a kshash. Similar to what Rav Moshe says, he quotes Rav Moshe's tshuva, shemuter lishros niyar b'mayim lekaneach ezadavar, to saturate a paper towel in order to then put it somewhere, when it's holich li'ibud. So therefore, that would be okay. So that's what he allows in this case, that a chola would be able to do it as long as they are using something that is disposable. Okay, we continue. So those are, so far we had the three heterim that Rabbi Chanan ben Akadia gave to the Anshei Tveria. And we added one from the something that they used to do also from Masechta Shabbos. We continue. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu El Lamalos. Getting back to our first issue, what this discussion is about, right? What our Mishnah say? Taking water, making a hole in the bottom of your porch. Our Mishnah said you have to make mechitzas up and down. And Rechamin HaKavya said in certain cases, One can use the principle of kof to have imaginary mechitzas. All of these aterim are only lemalos, to fill and get water. But you can't pour wastewater down there, down the hole, back into the water. So says the Gemara, why? Well, what's the problem, the potential problem? Rashi says on the second skinny line, because it goes down into the river, and then the river is molechit to an area not under your mechitzos. So says the Gemara, Maskav l'Rav Shizvi, v'chima bein zeh l'uka. What's the difference between this case of you have the porch and you're throwing, the Gemara says right here, you're not allowed to throw water down because the water, the river is going to take it somewhere. But why is that different than the Uka? What's the Uka? That's the Mishnah on our Omud coming up. The Mishnah says, if you have a very small chatzer, you can't, on the first wide line on the Omud, you're not allowed to pour water in your chatzer, we'll get to talking about that later, unless you make a big hole. You make an Uka which could catch the water, even though that will then carry it outside of the chatzer. So why, in that case in the Mishnah, there's a heter, and here we're saying there is no heter, right, pouring it from the porch. So says the Gemara, no, hani taimi v'hani lo taimi. There's a difference. Over there in the Uka case, you have no interest in the water leaving. You have an area in your chatzer, and it could get absorbed right there in the chatzer. Probably be even good for your grass to get absorbed in the chatzer. So it is asui libalos to get absorbed in the ground. So therefore, even if it doesn't get absorbed in the ground, it's okay, that's not your kavana. It can get absorbed in the ground. But hani lo taimi, but over here, you're pouring it into the river. You're pouring it into the river, this big body of water underneath your porch, and you know it's getting carried out right now. So therefore, that's the difference between whether it would be mutter or not. Let's continue one more, and then we'll make a comment. Ikadam, right? Or a different version. Amar Rabba Bar Avuna. No, don't make a chilek, but lotema lamalos hu deshari lishboch aser. Don't say that you're only allowed to fill up with water and not pour. Ela lishboch nami shari. No, you're even allowed to pour down. It's mutter. So on Amar Rav Shizvi, so instead of asking on that, we say pshita. Hainu uka. Isn't that the exact next Mishnah? So what's the difference between the cases? Both of them are pouring water within your rishus, which will then be carried out of your rishus. So both are mutter. So ma'od tema ha'ini taimi v'ha'ini lo taimi kamash malan. No, because you might have said the havamina to be mechalek, that in our case it should be aser because it does not get absorbed, and it's not asui to get absorbed. Kamash malan, it is mutter. So those are the two days here. Question, isn't it a psik resha? Oh, that's not your kavana. It's not your kavana to send the water out. Well, is that a malach? Are we talking about a malach daraisa here? If I pour something into my rishus and it rolls out into the next rishus, pashas, that's not an issa daraisa. Is that grama? Maybe that's psik resha al yedei grama. Right? Let's say I want to water my grass on Shabbos. So you know what I'm going to do? I know, there's an issa of Zoreya, so I'm going to pour water onto my porch, which is cement. And then I know the water is going to go from the cement onto the grass. Am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? That's psik resha al yedei grama. So that's not psik resha al yedei grama. That's a malacha al yedei grama. Psik resha al yedei grama means you don't have kavana, and it just happens al yedei grama. Let's say, in the olden days, when we used to have plastic schlocks on top of our sukkah to block the water, right? Some of us used to have that. So when you wanted to remove the schlock, so if the water goes directly onto the grass, removing that schlock, that's a problem. That's psikresha. But what if my kavana, I'm taking that off just to get the water off the plastic, and I know it's going to hit the cement first and then go onto the grass. Psikresha ayde grum is mutter. Generally, we paskin. But if you have kavana to do it, that's just an issa derabanan. So here, we're in the world of derabanan pashtus. You're not going directly out. It's grumma at most. So this Gemara might be a riot to those achronim, the Truma Sadesh and others, that say psikresha ayde grumma is mutter. By an issa derabanan. Psik resha grama by an issa derabanan is, I'm sorry, I just made a mechaber. Psik resha by an issa derabanan is mutter. Here you have the added element that it is grama. So again, that's a discussion that we've had, but this Gemara is one of the Gemaras that has to do with that sugya. Remember, Shlomo Zalman has a long tshuva relating to this topic, relating to opening up refrigerators on Shabbos. Forget the light. Let's say the light is out. What about the motor? If I open up the refrigerator, it gets warmer in the refrigerator, the thermostat is affected, the thermostat goes up, and that causes the refrigerator, the motor, to go on. So, there were early poskim in the days of the 1930s, 1940s, of Tzvi Pesach Frank, and others spoke about this, that you always have to try to open the refrigerator when the motor is already on. So, when I open it, it's just extending the status quo. But the minhag ha'olam generally is not that. We don't focus on whether the fridge is the motor is on or not. Why? Because there's Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman's heter that this is, you don't have kavana for the motor to go on. So it is a psik ratio the motor is going to go on if you leave it open for a while. If you don't leave it open for a while, you open it, you take out whatever you want, you close it, then it might not go on. So that's what one should do. Because that's only a darash ena miskaven. And the malacha might not happen. But if I leave it, I should not leave it open. But if Shlomo Zalman says, what if I know that it's going to go on right after I open it? Whatever the case is, if Shlomo Zalman says, there are so many steps in this. The hot air is going to go in, and the thermostat's going to be affected, and that's going to cause the motor. So there's so many steps. So this is Psik Reisha Al Yidei Grama. And Shlomo Zalman says in the Mincha Shlomo in Simen Yud, Nirlani is Daiti after a long tshuva, Shemikol Eila Hata'amim Shekasavnu Pashutu Belishim Pikbuk. I don't have any doubts. Shala Akar Shahotias Amenorah Hanidlakas Machmas Hapsicha. Once you take out the light, I'm not going to give you the light. Right? So, because that is just, psik reisha l'sha'avar. If you don't know if the light's on, so still, that's aser. But, ein nachon klal lehimana. That's his lashon. It's not right to prevent people mi lehis aneg b'shabbos. Umutter shapir liftach b'shabbos as delas amakarer b'choleis uvechol shasha yirtsa. Bein bizman shamanoa oved, bein bizman shehu nach. That is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again, other poskim, Rav Henkin, even Rav Moshe in a line says maybe it's better to maybe it's better to wait. But either way, this is the heter of Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Avadia also is vehicle in this regard. Okay, so that is again an important sugya relating to pouring water in your rishus and it's leaving, going to the next rishus. Good. Next case, v'chein, shtekus is teroz, zu v'chulu. So if you have the second half of the Mishnah, we have the case of two porches, one above the other. We mentioned earlier when this came up, it does not mean one directly above the other, but just one above the other, and one is sideways above the other also. So then the halacha is, if you made a mechitza for the upper and not the lower, so that is not usable. Why? Because the lower one has rights in the upper one, so it's considered a joint area, and they have to make an eruv between them. Amar Avuna Marav, Lo Shanu Ela Bismucha. When do we say that you need an Eruv and it's a problem? When they are pretty close together. So the lower one is able to get to the upper one. Aval B'Mufleges, but if it's far from each other, and the only way that the lower one can use the upper one is by throwing the pail up and then going down, and the upper one has an easier time with it, El Yona Muteres. The El Yona is Muter, right? This is a seventh parak discussion. Remember, a lot of the seventh parak that we discussed was, A, when is it considered one chatzer, when is it considered two chatzeres, when do you have a choice, when do you have to? And also in the seventh parak we discuss, when do you assign, and how do you assign joint areas to the B'nai Chatzar who have an easier time using this area. Tashmisha B'nachas, Tashmisha B'kasha, that we had, and the Ayin Zayin, Ayin Ches, all those dafim. So that's what's going on here too. So if the lower one needs to throw it, so then they are secondary, and V'rav L'taymei, Rav is L'shita, so to Amar Rav, Ein Adam Oser Al Chaveiro Derech Avir. A person, one person will not Oser on his friend if the only rights that he has is Derech Avir through the air. Derech Avir. Period. Right, the power that a person has onto their friend is a major topic. All the principles and shas of Ein Adam blank Davar Sheino Shelo, Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. What about Muksa? What about there are times there is Iser Davar Sheino Shelo, but here it's Ein Adam person cannot be Oser Chaveiro Derech Chavir. That's on a Durabana level. Let's try to get up to the Mishnah, and then Meshem will talk about this principle more. Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Chia V'Rav Yosef Amar Rabbi Oshia. The Brisa says, Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos, V'churva Machzir L'Bailam. Two statements. What does that mean? Yesh Gezel B'Shabbos, we think this means right now, if there is a somewhat of a joint Rishus, and my friend really should have the ability to use it, I could steal it on Shabbos. I could go and take that Rishus. And steal that rishus. Look at the last four skinny lines of Rashi. Hashas al gadaitach. This is what we think this line means. Mutter doesn't mean you're allowed to go steal on Shabbos. Right? Not to steal ever. But mutter, what does it mean here? Mutter ligzol b'Shabbos rishuyos. Ulehishtamesh ba b'churvaso shel chaveiro smuchalo. What if you have a churva that's next to you? A churva that you use during the week also. but on Shabbos maybe it should have been assigned to your friend. You're going to go and use it, just like you use it during the week. And the Rashi says now on the first wide line, Kani la haibig zeilaso kishar gazlanim v'nases reshuso. And you could go and get it on Shabbos. That's the first line. Yesh gezel b'Shabbos. The next line, v'churva machzor l'baalim. And a churva goes back to its original owner. So that sounds like you can't. So Gemara says, Hagufa kasha, amar yesh gezel b'Shabbos, amakanya. That sounds like you could be kone a joint reshus on Shabbos. V'churva machzor l'baalim. What does that sound like? Amalokanya. Sounds like, no, the churva, the dilapidated area, goes back to its owner. So the Gemara says, Hachi ka'amar. No, this is what it means. Yesh din gezel b'Shabbos. Doesn't mean you're allowed to do that, but it means din gezel means there's a din of hashavas gezela. Meaning you would have to give it back if you did this on Shabbos. Ketzad techurva machzor l'baalim. So really it's saying the same thing. Again, a huge topic. Kinyane gezela. So let's just first get up to the Mishnah. Amar Rabba umosvina nashmaitzin. But 1 second, this halacha that you're not allowed to go in and it goes back to the original owner does not work well with our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? V'chein shteikus zestrosu l'mala mizu. The two porches, one above another. V'chula, what does it say? Without an heir, if it's usur. But v'i amrit, yesh din gezel b'Shabbos. But if there's din gezel and you have to give it back, amay asuras, why is the one above, why is that one problem in a state of isser? Havamina, we're assuming the bottom one has no rights in the upper one. No rights, therefore the upper bottom one could steal, so to speak, the upper one's area. Now it's usser. But 1 minute, if the bottom one is not allowed to steal the upper one's reshus, then the upper one should always be mutter. So the Gemara says no. Amar Avsheshes, hacha b'maya skinon, goshas mechitza b'shutfis. No, the point is they made this mechitza in the upper one together. So that obviously is giving over reshus to be able to use it. That's why it's usser. Ihachi, if that's true, then ki usser l'tachtoninami. So then even if they jointly made the upper one, what if they would also have made a mechitz in the bottom one? Then you should say this upper one is still usser because it was jointly made. So the Gemara says no. Kivan the usser l'tachton, if the bottom one makes their own, gili gali daita da'anav adachonichali. They're saying, I don't need the upper one. Even though they might have helped build the upper one, if they then make their own, so then that is being misalik themselves from using the upper one. Period. Again, two major topics here. Let's just talk about, maybe we'll get back to Inad Moser at this time, but let's talk about Kinyanim for a minute. The Gemara here spoke about the concept of Kinyanim Zela, which is a major topic in Baba Kama, which doesn't come up too many other places in Shas, a few places, but this is a Chiddush. We take it out for granted. But the Chiddush is that when somebody steals something, when somebody steals something, not only did they do a Maisa Gzela, but what kicks in automatically is a concept of Kinyani Gzela. The Ghana for the Goslin owns it. What do you mean owns it? That's not fair. Chote Niskar? The answer is not a question of fair. When it's physically in the Rishus of the Ghanav, it's not that they're allowed to keep it. There is a Chiv Hashava. But there are Kinyanim Legabe Sern Halachas, which ultimately work out better for the Nigzal. What do you mean, kinyanim? I own it in that I have to guard it now. I have to make sure nothing happens to it. This is what Tosva says beautifully in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Nun Vavim Abeis. Tosva says, Svarahu. It's a Svara. De Gazlan Nichnas Tachas Habaylim. A Gazlan fills in the shoes of the owner. De Kiva Chahotzi Mirushus Bailim. Shahayu Chayavin Bishmirasa. Since they stepped in the shoes, they took it out of the reshus of the Bailim. The Eina Bailim Yecholim Lashomra, Lefisha Nigzala Mehem, they don't have it anymore. Yesh ala Gazlan Lashomra. Dila Inyan Nizikin, Ikri Bailim, Komi Shebiyada Lashomra. That's a very strong Lashon. Regarding Nezek, they are the new Bailim. Whether they like it or not, they could scream all day, I don't want to own it. Doesn't matter. Certain types of Shomrim, Shomer Sachar is only Chayiv Ganev Aveda. Ganev is Chayiv and Onsen. Right? So he's more like a Shoel, which has more bilus. So that's one Tosis. Tosis earlier in the Masechta says the same thing. Tosis Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara there discusses the Sugya of Shamin. What's Shamin? What happens if something happened to the item and it's only worth 3/4 of its value right now? It was worth 100 when I stole it. And now it's worth 75. Could I give back the item of 75 and then just be mashlim 25? Or can I just give back 100 in cash and keep the broken item? So the Gemara says, Ain shamin lo lagana for lo lagazlan elo lenezikin. By nezek, you got to give back the item plus pay the difference. But ganef and gazlan, if it's already changed, then you just give that. You can keep the item. You keep the item. Ain shamin. You don't evaluate and estimate the difference. Why? What's the difference between a ganef and a gazlan and a mazik? Says Tosfos right there. De ganef v'gazlan kanu miyad kishahotzio mirushos bailan. Avo mazik lo nischayev ala kamoshe hizik. Right, that's the difference. Again, kinyanim playing the role. One more case where we see kinyanim, a fascinating application, where we see the sugya of kinyani gzela come up. And that is a gemara in Kiddushin, and Dafnun Beis. Rav Salvation pointed out this gemara. What happens, we know, if I steal something and then I try to marry a woman with this item, that doesn't work. Unless it's fully mine. Even if I have kinyani gzela, it's not good enough, it's not fully mine. What happens though, if I stole something from a woman, and then I go over to the woman and I say, hey, Hari Amukudesh's leap at the Vazu that I happen to have stolen from you, I'm now giving it back to you, Kitas Moshe v'Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Beis, Kitsha Begezel B'Gneva, of hers, that works. That works. How does that work? The item has to be of the Chasan before he marries the woman with it. So how does that work? Rashi there says, Kivan de kabilte achilte. Once she accepted it, she was mocheles. She was mochel. What do you mean she was mocheles? Says Rav Salvechik, you could only be mochel a chiv. You can't be mochel an item. The item is there. How can you be mochel an item? You can be mochel, I owe you money. You can be mochel that chiv. So what's going on here? Explains Rav Salvechik, you know what you see from this Gemara? It must be the ganuf. The man is kona it right away. But what's holding back his full kinyanim? The chiyav hashava. Because he has to return it, so he's not fully kona it. That's Rashi. She's mocheles on the chiyav and memela full kinyanim kick in at the same moment. It's born ke'echad. The same moment, he gets to own it and he gives it to her and they're married. But you can only understand that Gemara with the concept of kinyani geneva, kinyani gzela, and then the chiyav hashava, which prevents the full kinyanim from kicking in. Okay. We continue. So again, the issue of asering al chaveiro we'll have to come back to. But Hashem says the Mishnah, chatzar shibachusa, the case that was referred to before, chatzar shibachusa mi'arba amos, if you have a very small yard, it's less than 4 amos, ein shofnim b'toch ha'mayim b'Shabbos, you cannot pour wastewater in that chatzar directly on Shabbos. We'll have to see in the Gemara 2 reasons why. Ela imkein asulo uka machzekes sasayim menanekav lamata. Unless you have a very deep ditch that can hold satayim of water. That is the average that we're going to see in the Gemara, wastewater used a day by a person. So unless it can fit that amount, bein mi bachus, bein mi bifnim. And it doesn't matter whether the water is within the chatzer or at the edge right outside the chatzer. Either way, as long as you have this uka, you are allowed to pour it into your chatzer. Why? Because then that basically shows that you're not interested in its leaving. Ela shemi b'chutz. But the difference is, if the hole is right outside, tzorech likmar, you have to cover up the hole. Cover up the hole, mi b'fnim ein tzorech likmar. And from if it's inside, you don't have to cover it up. Why? Why would you have to cover it up or not? The Ritva, the Rashba both say here that, and Rashi also alludes to it, the Ritva explains Rashi, actually, right, doesn't say this explicitly, that the problem is, you cover it up so that if water goes straight on, all the debris and the other gook that's in your wastewater won't go into the uka, because if that happens, eventually your uka is going to become shorter. Right, it's not going to be as deep, and it's a big danger that it's not going to be the makom tur that it is right now. Right, if it gets higher, first it's going to be a karmelus. If it gets even higher, it ends up being a rishus harabim. If it's within 3 tefachim of a rishus harabim. So that's why if it's outside, you need to cover it up with like a netting. So only the water is going to go through, and not the debris. Good. Tosfos here says there's another reason of chashad, but we'll go with Rashi and the Ritva. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Biv shehu kamer arba amos b'rishus harabim. What if you have a pipeline that's covered 4 amos b'rishus harabim, meaning it goes from your chaser to the street and it goes out. Shofkan l'toch ha'mayim b'Shabbos. If you have a pipeline that goes out, as long as the first 4 amos are covered, so then you're allowed to pour in water in your rishus and it'll go out on Shabbos. Again, why? Because, as we'll see, you're not interested in its having to go more than 4 amos beyond. You would be happy if it would be absorbed right now. So, memela, as we said before, hani timey. and therefore there is no iser. V'chachamim omrim, they say no. Afilu gag o chatzer meya ama lo yishbach al piabiv. Even if you have, it's very long. It's covered for a very long time. You cannot pour directly into the biv. You need a different hecker. Why? Because if you go into the biv, it's like from your koach going straight out to the street. Aval shofechu legag v'mayim yordan lebiv. You got to do it in some indirect way. You could pour it somewhere else into your yard, maybe on the ground, and then it flows into the pipe that then goes out. You have to somehow minimize the power of your throw, and therefore you have to throw it onto a different surface, and then memela it will go into the biv. Period. We'll talk more about that in the Gemara. Bezus Hashem. Hachatzer v'chsajim b'sarvan l'arba amos. How do you measure the 4 amos of your yard? You could combine the yard and the achsadra, which is the place in front of the house, which has pillars in it. Everything can combine to 4 amos. V'chein, also, shtei diuto zu kenega zu, if you have 2 porches across from each other, mix, and then they both want to dump water into the chatzer underneath, miksasan asu uga, miksasan lo asu uga, some of them combined to make an uga, make this uka, make the ditch, and some didn't, et sha'asu uka mutarin, vesh lo asu uka asarin. Whoever made the uka can, and whoever didn't cannot. Veshem, we'll have to see what the Gemara says, why that is true. Okay, my time. Back to the first line of the Gemara. Why is it, if I have a chatzer that is so small, less than 4 amos, do I have to make this ditch? Why? 2 days in the Gemara. And why is that the shear? Amar Rabba, day number 1. Mibresha Adam Asui Lehistapek Satayim Mayim B'chol Yom. Because the average amount that a person uses each day is a time of water. And therefore, Ba'arba Amos Adam Rotsa Lezalfan. Within 4 amos, if it is 4 amos or more, I am happy if the water never leaves my rishus. Because I want to keep the dust down. How they used to keep the dust down? They used to sprinkle water, make it a little wet. So if it's dalet amos, I want all this water to stay in my chatzer. So there's no chash that I'm going to throw it out of the yard. So you don't need anything. But pachos midalet shofchan. But if it's less than 4 amos, so then the worry is that, you know, it's too much water to sprinkle on your little area, so you're going to go directly out. So that's why you need a security. So your security is this uka. Ida of it uka shari ilo asir. Beautiful. Reb Zeira Amar, Reb Zeira has a different shot. No. Don't tell me what you're happy with sprinkling on the dust. No, it's per se. Is there enough space to absorb? Period. Dalet amos taimi, pachos dalet amos lo taimi. Is there enough space to absorb the water? Dalet amos, we assume there's enough space. My binayu, what's the nafkamina? They're both pretty similar. Amar abaya, arif makataniki binayu. If it's a weird shape, if it's not a square, but it's very long and skinny. So, according to Rebbe Zeira, you have enough space. So you wouldn't need an uka in that case. Because, theoretically, there's enough space for all the water to be absorbed in here. It's dalet amos, al dalet amos, but in a weird space. But according to the first day, you're not interested in sprinkling this area. It's not a nice area. So therefore, you would need an uka in that case. Period. So let's talk about this machlokas a little bit. Tanan chatzer va'achsadra misarv al dalet amos. Our Mishnah said that the chatzer and the achsadra can combine. The havamina here is that your achsadra is not nicely right next to your chatzer. It's like in a corner. So it's not a nice space of the dalet amos. So bishlam al Rebbe Zeira nicha. According to Rebbe Zeira, I understand why this would combine for 4 amos. Because all you need for Rebbe Zeira is, does the math work out? Is there enough absorption area here? Yes? Good. You don't need an uka. That's Rebbe Zeira. Ela la Rabba kasha. But according to Rabba, the issue is that you would have in mind that you want to keep your backyard nice and beautifully not dusty. So in this case, the shape is weird. So you wouldn't want it. So shouldn't you need an uka? The chas and the chsadra shouldn't be able to combine. Answer. Tirgama Rabbi Zeira, Aliba de Rabba. Look at that achdus. Rabbi Zeira is answering for his bar plukta Rabba. Biachsadra mehalechas alponekala chatzakula. No, the answer is here. It is a beautiful space. The achsadra goes all the way right next to the chatzer. So it's 4 amos beautiful. And therefore, even Rabba would say that it is okay. You will not need an uka. Tashma, next try. Chatzer she'ein ba'dalet amos ba'dalet amos. The Brisa says, a chatzer that's not 4x4, ain't shofel l'docha mayim b'shabbos. You can't pour water. What do we assume this brisa means? If it's not these dimensions, it's got to be 4x4. Sounds like if it's, right, if it's 8x1, right, whatever it is, or whatever the other dimensions are, 8x2. So it sounds like the brisa is being very medactic. So bishlam al rabbi nicha. According to the rabbi, I understand that. El or abzera kasha, right, according to abzera, why should it have to be these dimensions? As we said, as long as the math works out in the absorption, it should be okay. So Amar Lecha Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera, you know what Rabbi Zera would say? Hamani Rabbanan hi, Umasisa Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hi. In our Mishnah, if you remember, we had a machlokes Tanoim, whether there's any worry about pouring water directly. Remember the Chachamim say you can never pour it directly into the biv. You got to go on another surface and it's going to roll down. Rabbi Zera says, my machlokes with Rabba, that gufa is the machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. I'm not as worried, right? Rabba, my friends, always says he's interested in ziluf, and if there's going to be a direct throw of water, he's worried. I'm not as worried, and therefore it's machlokas tanoim. Says the Gemara, "Umay duchkid Rabbi Zera leukmei lebasisa kol ben Yaakov." Why did Rabbi Zera do that? Why would Rabbi Zera? Why would he want to interpret the first half of the Mishnah like Elazar ben Yaakov also, not just the second half of the Mishnah? So Amar Rava Masisa Kashise, because of the language of the Mishnah, "My Arya detani chaser shehi pichusa." Listening chatzer she'ein ba dalad amos to dalad amos. Why does the Mishnah say pechusa and not just dalad al dalad, which sounds more like dimension? It sounds like area, not specific dimensions. So elav shvamina, the Elazar ben Yaakov ishvamina. It must be that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore dimensions don't matter. And I hold, says Rabbi Zera, like that. I hold that it all depends altogether on the area. Is there enough absorption area? Period. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Follow me to Sefer Elazar ben Yaakov, Reisha Lav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Sefer quotes from Elazar ben Yaakov. So how could the Reisha be his Shita? So Kula Elazar ben Yaakov, Hiv, Chesra Mechsera, as the Mishnah we've said many times. Vachik Tani, this is how you should read the Mishnah. Chotzer, Shib, Chusim, Idal, Amos. Ein, Shof, Chen, Lotocha, Mayim, B'Shabes. If it's less than 4 Amos, you cannot pour water in it without the Uka, Hadal, Amos, Shof, Chen, but if it's 4, you can. Sheh. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Bivakamer, Daladamas, Bishas Arabim, Shofel, and Tochamayim Bishavis. Just like Elazar ben Yaakov says, he's not worried about direct throwing into the Biv, if it's covered in Rishas Arabim, so too in the first case, he's not worried about direct throwing, as long as you have the right dimensions. Period. Last section for now. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Bivakamur, as long as it's covered in the first couple of amos in the street, it's okay. Masnisa deloke Chananya. The Mishnah is against Chananya, just like we started off today. Titania Chananya Omer, Afilu Gag Meya Ama Lo Yishpoch. Even he's even more machmir than the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you can pour directly into the pipe and then it's carried out. The Chachamim say you can't pour it directly into the pipe, which is carried out. You got to pour onto another surface and it flows into the pipe. Chananya says you can't even do that. Right, lo yishpoch lefish ein gag asui levloa el kaleach. Because even if you pour on a different surface, we know what your intentions are. You want it to go into this pipe and be carried out, so it's not allowed. The only type of situation that Chananya would allow it is a case where you are throwing it onto somewhere where you have no kavana for it to go out. Right, you want it to go here. It happens to go out, then it goes out, but that's not your kavana. Period. Tana. Just a little more, and then we'll have to continue. Bamed Ramamurim, when does all of this apply? That you need an uka, b'yemos hachama. Only in the summer months. Avol b'yemos hakshamim, where there's tons of water all over the place anyway. Shofech v'shona v'eno nimna. You don't have to worry about any of these ukas. My time, two pshatim. Number one we'll do today. Amar Rava, Adam Rotsa Shibala Mayim Koman. Because you're very happy for the water to be swallowed up, absorbed in its spot. You don't care that it goes out. Because either way, your field is a mess. Your field is muddy with all the rain. So you have no kavanas for it to go out at all. So therefore, even if it's not going to be totally absorbed, it's okay. And even if it's full already, it's okay. Amar Le Abaya, 1 second. Bahare Shofkin to Adam. What about Shofkin? What about the second part of the Mishnah? The second half, where it says that it's a biv arach mea ama, and the sheer bliya there, Shofkin to Adam Rosa Shibalu Vaktani lo yishpoch. Aren't there limitations of the Mishnah? Even though we're talking about cases where you wouldn't mind, the Gemara says, no, our case is different by the rain. Amale, and well, this will finish. Hasan lemay nechashla. What are you worried about in the rain case? Imishem kilko chatzero. You're worried that, oh, I don't want it all to be in my chatzer. Your chutz is ruined. It's the rainy season. It's all full of mud anyway. V'imishav gzeira shem yomru sinoro shal ploni mekaleach v'ayim. It's a maris ayin issue. People are going to think that you threw water out directly into the street. Stam sinoros mekalchem heim. All pipes are overflowing at this time of year, so there's no issue of maris ayin. So therefore, rainy season, you have plenty of aterim. There's no issues to worry about. So that is all Rava, number one pshat, why the rainy season is different. We'll have to stop here by Rav Nachman. Number two, we'll start with Rav Nachman, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, and we'll Be'ez Hashem have to talk about Maris Ayin of Isurei Derabanan, because that's what we're talking about. Maybe we'll start with a discussion of that. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. We get into the ninth parak of Maseches Erevin.